Well, Charlotte has a new streetcar in operation, a whole 1.5 miles worth. Today's opening of the track is the first phase of a controversial 10-mile project that's envisioned to connect East and West Charlotte. WFAE's Ben Bradford takes a look at the hopes and skepticism surrounding the streetcar.
A green and yellow trolley rolls east down Elizabeth Avenue and stops just before Hawthorne Avenue. 24-year-old Matt Gilbride took the streetcar from his job uptown to get a cup of coffee in Elizabeth.
I really like not having to drive my own car in Charlotte, and I thought it was fun. It was good.
It's okay. It's loud and kind of bumpy, but it's all right.
High school student Brianna Lockhart was less impressed. Unique Bennett thinks it will save him time on his commute to Central Piedmont Community College.
I take the bus first, and then I wait for the trolley at the transit, and I'm always late for class when I catch that, so that's going to be a lot more convenient.
The 1.5-mile Gold Line runs from Hawthorne and Fifth Avenue in Elizabeth to the Charlotte Transit Center uptown. Cars run every 15 to 20 minutes, and they're free for now. Near the eastern end, the streetcar passes Crown Station Coffee House and Pub. Outside, a chalkboard reads, "Welcome Gold Line." Founder Billy Dale says he chose the location with the streetcar in mind.
We've been planning on, you know, seeing more traffic come up this corridor as opposed to just relying on the CPCC students. So we'd like to see more businesses and traffic around here, which has already started to happen a little bit.
Proponents of the streetcar hope it will draw businesses like Dale's, especially to economically depressed areas in East and West Charlotte. It's a point U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox made at a ribbon-cutting ceremony Tuesday morning. Fox was a prime backer of the streetcar when he was Charlotte mayor.
This transit asset is not just about transportation. It is about bringing opportunities into parts of the city that have been historically underserved. And it's also, by virtue of that, about improving the whole city. This is not just about the east and west sides. This is about Charlotte.
It doesn't travel there yet. But what the city calls Phase 2 will extend the track 2.5 miles to Johnson C. Smith University, replace the old-timey trolleys with cars like on the Blue Line, and charge passengers bus rates. Mayor Dan Clodfelter says businesses know the city is committed to those areas.
There's going to be permanent, fixed transit service that's going to serve the entire community. So they're willing to look at and consider putting dollars at risk in new investment. That's already beginning to happen.
But the project's been controversial. The current line's estimated cost is $37 million. Federal funding paid for about two-thirds of that. The extension could cost $150 million more, with the city chipping in half, and then another extension to 10 miles of track planned in the future. The expense has divided the city council. Councilwoman Claire Fallon, like Fox, a Democrat, voted against the most recent budget because of it. She wanted to kill the project to fill a budget shortfall.
As long as that Gold Line is going, I'm not raising taxes.
And Republican mayoral candidate Edwin Peacock is already looking to make the streetcar an election issue. His campaign released this video criticizing the project.
A Pied Piper mesmerized current city leadership to ride a $460 million golden trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Part of the controversy is that Charlotte's streetcar runs in the streets with cars. Florida State University urban planning professor Jeff Brown says that gives it the problems of both buses and rail.
It's operating in the same lanes as other vehicles, so it's subject to the same congestion and vehicle conflict. It's not flexible like a bus is. It's going to be relatively slow.
While the streetcar tops out at 30 miles per hour, Brown says with all the stopping and starting, they'll probably average more like 5 to 7 miles per hour. As for economic development,
I'm a skeptic. I'm willing to be convinced if the evidence is there. It's just I haven't seen any strong evidence.
Brown says many cities, including Tampa, Portland, Little Rock, and Seattle, built streetcars to spur economic development. In some cases, the economic development's occurred, but it's just not clear the streetcar carried it. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.